His name was Sven. Narrated by Julie Abel. Narrated for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. Deja by Apollo. Me and Gudrun were lying around on the rocks, a fair way out of town. It was a long time ago, but I remember it as if it was yesterday. We were both 17 and had been best friends for as long as I could remember. Now we were dating. A brave new world for a couple who thought we already knew everything about each other. It was early summer and we'd biked out here because we knew we'd be virtually alone. The only other couple around here were a couple on the outcrops of the mouth of the fjord. A man a little way above us and a young woman lying hidden behind some large rocks. It was the first time I'd seen Gudrun in a bikini. We'd obviously kissed before, but at the same time, that was all we'd done. Gudrun had only fully blossomed the autumn before, later than most of her girlfriends. Now she lay next to me on the mat sunning herself. Her torso was slender, but she had nice round hips and a decent bust. A slight tinge of brown hinted that this wasn't her first sunbathe of the year. She cuddled up to me and looked at me with those piercing blue eyes of her. "Dare you to drive down here from the rocks?" That was a game we'd been playing for many years and we never got tired of it. We were the neighbourhood troublemakers and challenged each other to do everything and anything, whether it was climbing up to the top of the highest tree, stealing as many apples as possible, or ringing as many doorbells as we could until someone caught us red-handed. Today was the day when the game changed forever. I climbed up onto the rock immediately, did my best Tarzan impression, and jumped into the water. When I came to the surface, Gudrun was standing at the edge of the water, clapping her hands. "Dare you to jump from the same place?" I shouted. She quickly got to the point I had jumped off and hesitated for a moment before launching herself, arms flailing and shrieking with joy. I was impressed. Gudrun swam over to me and threw her arms around my neck. So far, I could still stand on the bottom. "Dare you to kiss me," she said, with a tender smile. Now in hindsight, I can clearly see that it was her who started it. The kiss I planted on her lips was long and deep. She held on to me in the water, her tongue searching for mine. Her tits rested on my chest, and I stroked her back with my hands. The excitement spread like a wildfire, and I knew she'd noticed sooner rather than later.